Mini episode 781 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 781. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with an abridged version of our NFL Week 11 preview. As was the case 2 weeks ago, my man Kyle Ross is not able to join us this week, but I have his picks as always. Additionally, and I'm sorry to mention this, we'll be using this format next week for the Thanksgiving holiday as well. By all indications, we should be back to normal for NFL Week 13, and by then, Kyle should be all worked up about President Trump's new cabinet. His picks last week were 3-1, putting him 27-27 on the year. Last week, I went an abysmal 5-9 on all my plays, and I only got a push on this week's Thursday game as posted on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge, thanks to the Saints' shameful backdoor garbage play. I'm 70-71-7 for the year. Other numbers are much less forgiving. I went 2-1 on my big three last week, raising me to a mere 10-19-1 on the year. I hit my lock pick last week, which means that my dream of 0-17 is dead. Denver, San Diego, Atlanta, and the New York Jets are on the bye. We lead with Indianapolis hosting Tennessee and laying 2.5 down from the obligatory 3 points. I think that the Titans are playing at an unsustainable rate in terms of red zone scoring percentage, and I think the turnaround starts here. Take Indy. Detroit hosts Jacksonville, laying 6.5 points. Every game that the Lions have played this year has been super close, and they haven't won a game by this margin yet, and they won't here. I'm on the Jags, and Kyle is also in the first of his recommended picks for the week. Tampa Bay is at Kansas City, receiving 7.5. There's that hook that Kyle always warns us about. Plus, this is a classic sandwich game for the Chiefs, coming in between games against last year's Super Bowl competitors. The Bucs are the play here. In a renewal of an ancient rivalry, the New York Giants host the Bears, laying 7.5 up from the initial touchdown. Without Alshon Jeffrey and with the Bears at a very low ebb, it's very hard to make the case for them covering. But we'll call this another Illuminati special. Sometimes you get the outcomes you least suspect for reasons that seem ludicrous on their face, and this might be another of those. I'm taking Chicago. Two dome teams do battle when the Cardinals fly up to Minnesota. The Vikes are laying 2.5 after the game went off as a push. The home team's in a real jam, having lost 4 in a row, suffering damaging injuries on defense, and struggling to establish their offensive line. It's a potential get-well spot against the disappointing Cards, but it won't play out that way. Arizona is the pick. Cincinnati hosts Buffalo, laying 2.5, down from the obligatory initial boring field goal. Kyle always warns that macro-level plays can get you in trouble, and they have with me from time to time, but in the end, I'm going to let that be the determination here. I can't see the Bills going on the road to essentially snuff out what remains of the Bengals' playoff hopes, so I'm taking the home team. In the most heated one-side rivalry this side of the Globetrotters versus the Generals, Cleveland hosts Pittsburgh, receiving 8 points down from the opening 9. The Brownies have officially reached the wheels-coming-off part of this 0-16 season in the making, so it's foolish to even think of taking them to cover again until they prove that they can hang with anyone. I'm on the Steelers, as much as it pains me personally as a Clevelander. New England travels to Silicon Valley to take on the hapless 49ers, and they're laying 11, actually down from the opening 2 touchdowns. Anyone looking for mercy should take into account that this year's Patriots don't believe in the concept. Moreover, Bill Belichick lost to Chip Kelly the last time their teams played, and the hoodie never forgets. And the Patriots are coming off of a painful loss. The Pats will roll by much more than these 13 points. The Eagles fly out to Seattle, receiving 6.5 points up from the initial 4.5. Rookie Carson Wentz is going to have just a few things to deal with here, those things being a brutal defense and arguably the league's toughest road atmosphere. Say a prayer for him and light a candle. The Seahawks will cover, perhaps easily. Kyle disagrees, the only one of his four plays where we do not align this week. On Monday night, Oakland is officially the home team, but they will be playing the Texans in Mexico City. Maybe President-elect Trump will be there for the ceremonial coin toss. Then again, maybe not. The red-hot Raiders are laying 5.5 up from 4.5 at the outset. I've gone against a few sizzling squads this week, and Oakland will be another, as I take Houston to get underneath that number. Now for my big three picks. We lead with Dallas playing host to Baltimore, laying an even 7. Kyle and I occasionally speak of viewing teams as you would biorhythms, looking for the waves getting ready to break the other way. With the Ravens' strength against the run, I'm looking for the Cowboys' wave to start going down, as it were, and Kyle agrees with me, making Baltimore a recommendation. Green Bay is at Washington Sunday night, getting 2.5 points. Taking underachieving teams who are due for a turnaround has bitten me time and time again this year, but of course that doesn't deter me. The Pack will be in big trouble if they don't arrest their downward spiral, and I believe that they will here. Kyle is also taking the Packers. Miami is at Los Angeles for the first time in over 2 decades, and after their red-hot last few weeks, they're laying 2 points up from a pick'em at the outset. Now that the Rams have belatedly committed to Jared Goff, they may be able to get off the schneid and reverse the Dolphins' momentum. Last week, I went with a game that I actually had the weakest handle on as my lock pick, and that worked, so I'll ride with my very faint sense that L.A. will turn it around. They're my lock, along with Baltimore and Green Bay in my big three. Kyle is also taking Green Bay and Baltimore, along with Philadelphia and Jacksonville. Thank you for joining us for mini-episode 781 of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.